WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Mother Teresa is the gold standard for human decency in our culture. In just the past few weeks alone, her name has been invoked on the TV shows NYPD Blue and Murder One, and by the redoubtable feminist Ellen Willis in The Village Voice. But journalist Christopher Hitchens has taken a dimmer view of the image of Mother Teresa. In 1994, he made a documentary about Mother Teresa that aired on British television called Hell's Angel, followed by critical pieces on her in Vanity Fair and The Nation. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says Hitchens' popularity among Mother Teresa's supporters will plummet even further with the publication of his latest salvo, a book called The Missionary Position.
One of the consequences of growing up Catholic is that you accumulate a lot of religious souvenirs that you become either too sentimental or too residually pious to throw away. In the bottom layer of my jewelry box, I've got a few holy cards, a miraculous medal, rosary beads, and a tiny padded square of cloth embossed with the picture of a haloed woman holding a crucifix. On the back are printed the words, Relic of Saint Therese. I've sometimes toyed with the idea of cutting open the square just to see what's inside. A jawbone fragment? Maybe an eyelash? But on those occasions, the word sacrilege has flashed through my brain, and I've dropped that square like a hot coal. Christopher Hitchens' just published expose of Mother Teresa also feels sacrilegious to me. Just the title alone, The Missionary Position, is enough to land the heretic Hitchens in the inferno right alongside Martin Luther. But because I've long been an admirer of Hitchens' Ginzu steak knife sharp wit and devastating argumentative insights, I've fought my discomfort and went ahead and read The Missionary Position. By the end, I felt as though Hitchens had ripped open that relic square for me and exposed nothing but a tin Cracker Jack prize embedded within. The Missionary Position has the aura of an apocalyptic face-off. In one corner, there's Hitchens, the battle-scarred champion of secular humanist rationality. In the other, there's Mother Teresa, apostle to the wretched of the earth and a shoe-in for sainthood. Hitchens plunges forward with his plan to judge Mother Teresa's reputation by her actions and words, rather than her actions and words by her reputation. What emerges is a picture of an all-too-human woman who has supported the Contras in Nicaragua and associated with dictators like Baby Doc Duvalier and swindlers like Charles Keating and Robert Maxwell. Far from being an apolitical naïf, Mother Teresa has exerted her influence around the world to proselytize against abortion and contraception. But, you might protest, what about her charitable good works? No straightforward stairway to heaven there either, according to Hitchens. Citing accounts by former co-workers, Hitchens claims that, despite multi-million-dollar charitable donations, Mother Teresa's hospices are deliberately under-equipped. Unlike the state-of-the-art hospitals she herself has checked into for heart trouble. The point of her missionary effort, Hitchens says, is not the relief of misery, but the promulgation of a cult based on death and suffering and subjugation. Harsh words, so it's not surprising that in a review of The Missionary Position in Newsweek this week, Hitchens was taken to task for not being objective. But objectivity is not Hitchens' aim. He's a polemicist in the tradition of his hero, Thomas Paine. Nor is Hitchens' primary aim here the demolition of Mother Teresa. As he's acknowledged elsewhere, she's certainly not the worst person on the face of the earth. Instead, Hitchens argues it's what Mother Teresa represents that's awful. The false consolation, the way she functions as a sop to the conscience of the wealthy, thus helping to foster the continued misery of the poor. Mother Teresa may be devout, but in Hitchens' view, she's no saint. If he has his way, the future of that particular illusion will be doomed.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Missionary Position by Christopher Hitchens.